left in the dark. At Auto Trim Design, we carry a wide variety of Moose Lights from Vision X and Baja Designs, Tiny Monster LED headlights, and backup lighting to keep your path bright. Your safety is important to us. Drive with clarity and peace of mind with Moose Lights professionally installed. Stop by Auto Trim Design today and let us design the right package that fits your needs. Auto Trim Design's philosophy hasn't changed in over 40 years. We treat every customer the Alaska way, with honesty, integrity, and respect.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden at Shooter's Corner. It's kind of just me by myself, but we got something special today. We got a couple of roving reporters that are out there doing some hard work for us so that we get the newest updated news for you here in Fairbanks, Alaska, where it is now like in the 30s. And we got a bit of snow yesterday, so here's the deal. Slow down. It's slick. Saw a lot of cars that were off the road, a lot of people running into the back of other people. Hey, and here's something, another a training tip, if you will. When your light turns green, sit there and watch for a second. Because I guarantee you, if that person is still driving at 45 miles an hour, they're probably not going to be able to stop. I think that's what we used to call defensive driving. Like, oh my God, it's my right. My light turned green. I have the right of way. It's in the Constitution. Au contraire, it is not. So please pay attention. Watch what other people are doing as well, because they're probably not going to be able to stop. Be careful on those hills as well. I know DOT's been out there sanding, getting some rocks down so that they can get kicked up by those trucks without anti-spray devices and shatter your windshield. So either way, it's all good news all the way around. Let's start the show.
Well, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Look at you. Chipping in all chipper.
I am sitting in 80 degree weather outside, beautiful, breezy. I've already been walking on the golf course this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in case anybody hasn't figured it out, Boise Belle is not in Fairbanks, apparently, unless she's sitting in some like a Florida room in somebody's house or something like that, but that's probably not the case. Let's start the show here real quick, and then we'll get you tuned in there, ma'am. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right. Hey, as always, remember, you can always listen live at KFARradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball that says listen live. And also, you can go to the KFAR app that you can find on the Apple Store and the Google Store for your Android devices. If you miss a show, like last week we had the one with suicide and firearms, always jump on our archives, which are at KFARradio.com. You can scroll down to Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden and scroll down past my bio, and voila, there is the archives, which are consistently being updated. So it's awesome. Teresa's running the board for us, and like I said, well, you guys have already figured it out. Cindy's like a remote roving reporter for us, and also we have another guest that's going to be calling in here probably around the half hour mark. But
I could have sent Ann in to you, Chuck. She could have sat in there with you. Miss Ann would have.
Well, we do need more people in here to warm up the room. Apparently, yeah, like, okay, Teresa's in here freezing, and I don't know if we could necessarily get it to 98.6, but, or whatever normal human operating temperature is. It's 70 degrees in here. It's, like, balmy.
Well,
like, but normally when we get, like, five people in here, it's normally gets up to, like, 76 before we get done with the show. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to get Teresa a little space heater.
I'll send her your way.
Send her your way. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. All right, my commentary for today. As most people have probably heard, Glock is now doing a reclassification of their firearms. So let's get started. All right, folks, welcome to our show today. This is going to be awesome. Today we're diving into murky waters of gun control, or should I say people control. because that's what it's really all about. And right at the center of the storm is Glock, the iconic pistol maker that's bending over backward in ways that might just make things worse for the law-abiding Americans. Let's break it down. The whole point of these firearms restrictions isn't about stopping crime or reducing violence. No matter how they spin it to the public or politicians, that's just an outright lie. A smokescreen to hide their real goal, disarming ordinary Americans so we're left as nothing more than obedient servants under a powerful government. You see, the left worships big government as it were a true god. They won't tolerate any pushback against it. That's why the people must be stripped of their ability to resist, so their god government maintains the monopoly on force. The first commandment, government is your one true god. Worship it like we do. No other loyalties, not to faith, family, country, or even your own independence will be tolerated. Now, thanks to the Heller decision, the left can't outright ban handguns for now. So they're resorting to their tried and true tactic, incrementalism. They chip away gradually, banning models one at a time instead of an entire class. They fabricated reasons to target Glocks, claiming they're too easy to convert to full auto with illegal switches. And the SIG P320, saying it's unsafe to carry? That's just another one. These are just excuses for selective bans, sneaky ways to bypass the Second Amendment. Don't trust a bit of what the left says. Deceit is their lifeblood. Everything they say is based on lies. This California ban, it has nothing to do with keeping machine guns out of criminal hands. It's all about disarming honest citizens. That's the final goal. And unfortunately, it seems the deception is working. Glock just announced they're withdrawing most of their older models from the market, anything from Gen 3 and Gen 4 to several Gen 5s, except the slimline versions like the 43, 43X, and 48, and 48X, by the end of November 2025. In their place, a new lineup of V model pistols will be launched in December. We're talking about the Glock 17V, the G19V, the G23V, the G45V, and more, all priced the same as the current Gen 5s. What are these revisions? Glock is tweaking the internals, specifically upgrading the slide and trigger mechanisms to make it harder, if not impossible, to slap on those current Gen Glock switches that convert semis into full autos. At launch, they'll all be non-MOS, that's that modular optics system, which is the no optics cut, although they might change later. Glock says they'll continue servicing the discontinued models, but let's be honest, this is them trying to play nice with the regulators. But here's the problem. This is a foolish move by Glock. You can't appease the left. It only whets their appetite like blood in the water for sharks. How long before some clever tinkerer creates updated switches that work on these new V models anyways? Don't deceive yourself. The left doesn't have genuine concerns here. Their only aim is complete disarmament of the American people by any means necessary. It's all a big fat lie. Stay alert out there, folks. We will talk more about this later. This week in Firearms History.
All right.
October 23rd, 1911. John Brown's 1911 pistol patent. That is correct. John Moses Browning received a patent for the 1911 semi-automatic pistol, featuring a short recoil single action design with a 7-round 45 ACP magazine. Its robust, reliable mechanism became iconic, even to this day. It was adopted by the U.S. Army in 1911. The M1911 served through both world wars and remains a benchmark for modern handguns. Its design influenced countless semi-automatic pistols. It emerged as militaries shifted from revolvers to high-capacity, faster-loading firearms. I thought that was pretty cool. I remember joining the Army in 1982, and when we got stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas in 1983, guess what handgun they still had? The M1911. And so we used that up until... Man, when was that? So before Desert Storm, so maybe it was like circa 85, 86, I want to say, they started implementing the M9 Beretta. So that gun has been around quite some time. And I swear to God, The handgun that I had, the 1911 that I had, was probably a Vietnam issue gun because it rattled around much like that. Yeah, so all the bushings and everything else were loose.
Are you aging yourself, Chuck?
Yes, of course. I take pride in that. I'm a silver fox.
Good. Yes, you are, babe.
All right. Besides what we're going to talk about later, Miss Boise Bell, what other interesting things have you got going on down there? You got like 30 seconds. Did you make it to any gun ranges down there?
No, I was on my way to a gun range, and then mom called and needed my help. So she had something done yesterday, a little procedure, and I had to head back to the house. But there is a big gun range here.
Well, you're in Texas.
Yes, I am in Texas, and it is big. I would like to go check it out. Everything's big in Texas.
Yeah, don't give it away because that's what we're going to talk about later on as well.
Even the hair is big in Texas.
The hair?
The women's hair.
Is that like that 1980s like poofed up stuff, or what was it? Maybe it was the 60s and the 70s. I remember my mom going to church and like using 3 cans of. What was that spray that they had put on there? Lacquer. That's what it was.
Aquanet.
Whatever, lacquer. Doesn't matter. I remember we used to put it on paint or chalk paintings and stuff like that so that the chalk wouldn't rub off. So yeah, what does that tell you about it? All right. So anyways, it's lacquer. All right. We got to go into our first break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with our roving reporter, Miss Cindy, Miss Boise Bell down in Texas. But stay tuned here at 97.5, 660 AM with Chuck and Reedon at Shooter's Corner. We'll be right back.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway Snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Ben here at Auto Trim Design. Summer is moving down the road, and that means it's time to start getting ready for winter. At Auto Trim Design, we have something for everyone. Get your remote start with drone mobile, moose lights, heated seats, seat covers, tonneau covers, toppers, WeatherTech floor liners, and more before the snow flies. Auto Trim Design is your one-stop shop for all your vehicle accessory needs, located at 2550 South Cushman Street under the huge American flag. Stop in or give us a call at 456-8400.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 34. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Slight chance for snow showers. Lows around 23. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereen at the studio here at KFAR in downtown Fairbanks, Alaska. Awesome day. Sun kind of came out, gave us a little bit of a break, but it's not melting anything off because the temperatures are still pretty cold. When we left for the break, we were still talking about Glock and how they've kind of done a little reform. It's going to be essentially effective at the end of November. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we have a top secret roving reporter who's going to give us more details on that here in a minute. But we have Miss Boise Bell down in Texas. We put her on an assignment. If you listeners remember in the past, we had Colonel Kid Montana on the radio show, and we were talking about the Texas Rangers and how they had used a select four-legged animal. And they had some sneaky ways of sneaking into town to catch the bad guys. Cindy,
well,
you're still there.
I have been all over the place looking at dollar stores, and I cannot find any socks or four pair of socks large enough to fit on horses.
Huh. Did you have to go to like a vet clinic or something? Or what about Victoria's Secret?
I think Victoria's Secret, you got to be a size 1 or 0 to wear their gloves.
Yeah, pretty much. Not like a size 24 or whatever. I don't know.
No, but not like a size 24. But I did drive around about 25 miles at every dollar store and still could not find any socks large enough to fit the size of a horse.
And that's got to be a lot of dollar stores. I know if you go back to like Virginia or North or West Virginia, like there's a dollar store on every corner. It's almost like...
So did are horses really worthy of wearing socks? Did they wear it? Was he telling us the truth?
That was a question that we posed to Colonel Kid Montana, though, about did the Rangers do it? So what you're telling me is at least at the current present time frame, they probably don't have the socks big enough. Maybe there was just special wool socks that were knitted by the wives. Did you ever contemplate that?
More than women. Hey,
I think your next assignment is going to be to go to the mall and ask people.
No, I'm not. I don't have time for that.
So that's not in your vocab anyways.
No, we have, we've heard they have lost significant weight from the COVID shots.
Well, who? Oh, wait, the wives or the horses?
Texas. No, that's California. That's California, not the horses. Wait a minute.
You're kind of discombobulated there. You had me confused there for a second. So did the horses lose weight from the COVID shot? Or did the wives lose weight from the COVID shot and therefore they don't have the socks large enough to go on the horses?
Maybe that could be it. I don't know. I have no clue.
But I think you also just alluded to the fact that you're in Texas. So they didn't mandate the COVID shot, did they? I don't know.
Yes.
Inquiring minds want to know.
They did.
Did they?
They did. Yeah, I was just having lunch with a friend yesterday, and yes, they did. It was a mandate.
Huh. Was she a federal employee?
Mm-mm. And hospitals in certain areas, they did.
Certain jobs?
Yep.
Fair enough. Okay. But I doubt they'd give that shot to a horse.
I don't think they'd give it to a horse. Well, who knows?
A horse, of course. All right. Good. Good job. All right. So we pretty much have hemmed up the fact that maybe they didn't have socks for their horses. I think Colonel Kid Montana will be happy to know that. He could put it in his next book.
Or maybe he'll let us know. Maybe he'll research it.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Doubt that. I don't think he has time for that.
No.
Well, I am excited to come home Saturday, but I'm not looking forward to the snow.
No, that's cool. Is what it is.
I miss everyone. All right. So what's what's Matt doing? Where's Matt?
Shh, that was the secret. We have him on a secret assignment.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You don't listen to the radio?
Yeah, you did say. You said you had somebody on a secret assignment, but I didn't find out till 11 o'clock my time last night. I could have had Ann come and sit in the class with you.
Remind me to never dial you in on secrets.
That's right, don't.
Like, your ability to keep secrets is pretty low.
Oh, that is not true. That is not true.
All right.
On Christmas gifts, yes. No, I can keep a secret. I didn't know Matt's a secret. Matt is a secret.
Yeah, so you're going to be back here before the next Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit class that we have on the 1st and the 2nd of November, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. No, that's awesome. I think it's important that you're there so you can help our female students and learners as well. So.
Yes.
Okay. And so for those of you who are listening and stuff, we do have our next ACHP class on the 1st and 2nd of November, and then also on the 6th and 7th of December. And I think that somebody wants to jump on the mic there real quick because, I don't know, we're bored in here.
Yeah, you guys sound bored. I wanted to come give Cindy some crap, though, because...
Why?
Because she's not listening.
She is. She is. It's just Cindy.
I'm listening, Melissa.
I was in my office just dying laughing in there. I was like, I got to come interrupt for a minute. I'm going to come steal Teresa's headphones and her microphone. I was like, I got to come in here.
Yeah, you're fine. Anytime.
I'm listening.
Hi, Cindy. I love you. I miss you. Nice to hear you.
Boy, I'm getting all the darts at me here in Texas.
Yeah. Interesting news. I just got a text that my tires are in stock. I've already got them. Like, how many times are they going to keep texting me? All right, so cool. But back to the whole Glock thing. Just so you guys know, they are making modifications to the slide is where it really is. And also they've said that the Glock performance triggers, the drop-in triggers, are not going to work in these new models because they're restructuring the entire, basically the whole system. Sounds like they're probably going to stay with the Striker system, but they're going to modify it in such a way that obviously these Glock switches just cannot be plugged on there. Now, what's interesting is the Glock. Yeah, what's interesting, though, Cindy, is the Glock, and listeners, the Glock patents expired like in the late aughts, right? So in the late 2000s, before like 2010 or whatever. But nonetheless, a lot of other companies picked up on it. But Glock's the only one that are everybody's putting the Glock switches on, which is interesting to me. Like, why couldn't they? Why couldn't some ne'er-do-well do the same thing with an M&P 2.0? Like, is the backplate so different, you know, that they couldn't do that? Or maybe on a Taurus? Or did they just pick on Glock because it's a Glock and somebody made a 50-round drum for it, you know? So
they got tired of picking on SIG. So any old generation of Glock that they're no more making, does that mean ours is no good or is it illegal?
No. It'll still be legal, obviously. And they also said that they're still going to have parts for those. So the Gen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's interesting, though, is a lot of people, apparently, if you look at the marketing of it, a lot of people skipped over the Gen 4. They went from a 3, and then they, like, you know why they didn't like the 4 so much? For the reason you like your Gen 4, Cindy. And what is that? Think about the grip.
Yep.
It has the finger grooves cut in it. And a lot of people were like, I don't want the finger grooves cut in there. It doesn't fit my hand right. It feels weird. So Gen 3 didn't have the finger grooves. Gen 4 put the finger grooves in. Gen 5 took the finger grooves back out. So a lot of people literally jumped from 3 to 5 anyways.
Yeah, I like the finger grooves in it.
Because it matches your tiny little hands. So it works out for you. Me, it kind of lines up, but then again, it kind of feels weird. So I don't like it. So
I could see that. You got big hands.
But you'll still be able to get parts. And that's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
That is. The important part to get parts.
The important part is parts.
How many times do we say parts?
Yeah, and they'll still, like, if you have a warranty or whatever like that, they'll still honor them, you know. So apparently it's going to be like November 29th or whatever the last day is of November is when the V-Series will be out. So more to follow. What's interesting, though, is on the Glock, like, Facebook page, they had locked comments unless you were a member of their board or whatever for like 10 days prior. So literally what it did is it stopped people from like joining right away and then making comments right away. I thought that was pretty,
That's
pretty weird, but I could see how they would like get just lambasted with all the comments. So they implemented that kind of rule.
I did have a conversation with somebody that's very strong left, and we were having a conversation and owns quite a few guns. So she said, here in Texas, you know, a lot of people think just because we're the left, we're not gun owners, and we are gun owners.
Yeah, that's kind of the irony of some of this. And that still is applicable into the state of Alaska as well. I know a lot of people who are I wouldn't say staunch left. I would say that they're less than conservative in their views, right? Or they drive a Subaru, but they also have guns, and they love their Second Amendment. So, you know, it's kind of a strange dichotomy, if you will, up here in Alaska as well. People love their freedom, but by the same token, they're willing to give up some of that to maybe some type of government control. So, but not the gun control. So.
No. But
what else is going on down there in the gun world?
It's quiet, it's warm, it's beautiful. That's all I have to say.
Good.
I want to know where our next secret friend, what mission he's on.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to divulge that to you because the last update that I had is he's actually trying to sneak into or like gain access to the Glock headquarters in Smyrna, Georgia.
Okay, see, I didn't know any of that.
I can't tell you. You would have said that 15 minutes ago.
I would.
And then it would have ruined the like lead in or whatever for our next segment. you know? So we're still kind of like babbling, if you will, to like wait for him to call in because I don't know what he actually has going on. I don't have like a GPS on him. I don't know his exact location, you know? But it's going to be a huge update. I can tell you that.
So what's going on with, is it called the MMC, the credit card that's up in the Senate? What's going on with that for Alaska?
The merchant category codes, the MCC, the merchant category codes, that, you know, the legislature has to go back in session. That's not on my current notes, but the legislature has to go back in session and then do the voting on that. So we'll see where that flies. But we do not want our credit card companies tracking what our purchases are, because that's exactly what it's going to lead back to. It's going to lead back to some type of gun registration, or they're going to be able to see how many rounds of ammo you purchased, you know? There's just all kinds of ways that credit card companies already track you anyways. You go and buy beer and you put it on your credit card, guess what? They might start selling that information to your health insurance, you know? So anyways, we got to go into our mandatory half hour break for local and national news and, you know, all the weather, if you want to call it that. But nonetheless, stay tuned here with Chuck Interreden. We got Boise Bell on the phone as well. And we got our roving reporter who will probably call in here soon enough. But stay tuned here, 97.5, 660 AM, Shooter's Corner, Chuck Interreden. We'll be right back.
This is Mark Levin. Don't miss the Mark Levin Show weekdays from 3 to 6 right here.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former Cleveland Cavaliers coach Damon Jones all arrested, part of a gambling probe by the FBI. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, speaking in Brooklyn, says Rozier purposely left a game with a supposed injury so a certain bet would pay out.
As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity.
The investigation is part of a probe into members of the La Cosa Nostra crime families. Rozier's attorney out with a statement calls the arrest a photo op for the FBI. The ongoing government shutdown now in 23 days long. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
The American people, through Democrats, are considered pawns for leverage to go and make the far left radical base look like they're fighting Donald Trump.
Democrats won't back any funding bill that does not include extensions to expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports President Donald Trump has signed a major disaster declaration for Alaska following the impact of former Typhoon Halong, the president said on social media Wednesday. I just informed Governor Mike Dunleavy that based on his request, I am approving $25 million to help Alaska recover from the major typhoon they experienced earlier this month, he said on social media. It is my honor to deliver for the great state of Alaska. Senator Dan Sullivan characterized the millions in funding as a down payment. I'm assuming there's going to be more with that, so Sullivan said. Governor Mike Dunleavy called the declaration instrumental for ongoing response and recovery efforts. This declaration will be instrumental for ongoing response and recovery efforts, Dunleavy said. According to Dunleavy, the federal disaster declaration authorizes a 100% federal cost share for all categories of relief assistance for the next 90 days. Director of Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Brian Fisher, told Alaska's news source the division is still working with FEMA to learn when the 90 days begin.
Online at KFAR660.com.
You need to fix something? Are you looking for a whatchamacallit or a kind of thingamajig? Find it at Century Hardware. See the largest selection of standard and metric nuts, bolts, and screws in the interior. If it hooks on, holds on, hangs on, clips on, glues on, bolts on, screws in. If it fastens stuff together, Century has it. Always has. Be sure to ask about their prodigious selection of doomaflagies. Century Hardware. What you need right now.
Auto Trim Design has a variety of CompuStar remote starts available that are compatible with Drone Mobile, giving you the option to start your vehicle from your smart device. Ask about their proximity unlock feature that lets you unlock your vehicle as you walk up to it. No more searching for your keys while you're juggling groceries or school supplies. Auto Trim Design has been installing remote starts for almost 30 years. They're reliable, trustworthy, and stand by their work. As Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Listeners, you're here with Chuck Indereed and his Shooter's Corner here at the KFAR studios in Fairbanks, Alaska. Still 30 degrees. No, it hasn't warmed up. Room temperature for Teresa is still at 70 degrees as well, so we don't have the guest in here to get the ambient room temperature up. But nonetheless, we got...
Lady in Texas.
Whatever, Miss Boise Bell. Yeah, we're going to turn you off. Nobody cares. But we're concerned. We are literally concerned. We were talking during the break as well that we haven't heard from our roving reporter, Matt. We don't know. Maybe he got caught. So he's trying to sneak into the Glock headquarters in Smyrna, Georgia, trying to use some ruse. But I hopped on the Glock's website, and it literally has all the discontinued models on there. So here's your discontinued commercial, like literally all the Gen 17 or Glock 17s, right? From Gen 4s, 5s, the classic Gen 3, L's, the Glock 19s, Glock 19 MOS Gen 4. It doesn't say the Glock 19 MOS Gen 5 or the Glock 19 Gen 5. The Glock 20s, Gen 3, 4, 5, or Gen 5, 4, 3, and 4, Glock 21, 3, and 4, the Glock 22, 3, 4, and 5, Glock 22 MOS, Gen 5. Some law enforcement agencies were using. Let's see. And also I know that the Glock 17 MOS, Gen 4 and 5s were all used by law enforcement. The Glock 26, that's interesting. That's a compact 9mm. And they're only banning or discontinuing the Gen 4. Doesn't say anything about the Gen 5. The Glock 27 and 29, 3, 4, and 5, discontinued. The 29SF. Let's see, what other ones did a lot of people use around here? The Glock 34, 3 and 4, 34 MOS, Gen 4 and 5. The Glock 35. Let's see, what are the other ones? And... oh, we just got an update from Matt. Sounds like he might be on the run right now. No. So he's going to try to give us a call here in a minute once he finds some type of cover. Let's see.
Maybe I can get Mom to the range.
Yeah, let me know how that works. All right, so anyways.
Sure, that'll make it feel better, Mom.
Why is Glock discontinuing so many models? In order to focus on the products that will drive future innovation and growth, this is directly from their website, we are making a strategic decision to reduce our current commercial portfolio. I mean, we got too much stuff out there. This streamlined approach allows us to concentrate on continuing to deliver the highest quality and most relevant solutions for the market. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter that, what is it, New Jersey, New York, California, a bunch of other states that are all jumped on this Glock switch bandwagon to ban them. You'll still have access to the most popular Glock models you know and love, just with a more focused selection. No, I won't. Like, whatever happened to the Glock 17 MOS? Maybe. But you know what? They didn't put the 47 on here. They didn't put the 45 and the 47 on here.
Yeah.
Which is essentially a 17 and a 19 that can be mixed up. So maybe. It says, will discontinued models still be supported? Yes. Just like we do with previous generations, we will continue to service discontinued models. Do these portfolio changes affect law enforcement agencies? Glock remains fully committed to supporting the varying needs of the law enforcement partners. While IOP programs may be affected, Glock is prepared to work closely with law enforcement partners to ensure officer and agency needs. That was one of the things where people were talking about with the California ban that Newsom signed was, hey, how is this going to affect law enforcement? And then, you know, a lot of people jumped on that bandwagon and basically said, well, if law enforcement can have it, then why can't the armed citizen have? You know, that's always kind of been the argument anyways. Like, if we ban guns, yeah, then who's the only people that are going to be armed? The police and government.
Yeah.
That's not a free society. I'm sorry. That's just not a free society when they're the only ones that have the guns in the military.
Well, then we're going to go into knives and different type of weapons.
Oh, like, of course.
England, London.
Yeah, because they ban guns over there, and then what do the people do? Run around and stab each other. So, or use machetes.
Knives are dangerous.
They are.
Dangerous.
They are. If you think about it, even a blade, a 3-inch blade, I mean, when you, if you stab somebody in the stomach, you can still make contact with the liver. If, I mean, it, if they don't have a 6-pack. So, anyways, yeah, that's directly from Glock's website of kind of what their status is. But doesn't have too much else on there about that.
Sometimes the less you say, the better off you are.
I think what they, yeah, I think that might be their case too. I'm sure they have a an army of attorneys that are basically like, okay, here's what only what we're putting out. So,
yeah.
But most recently, it says effective truth about guns. Also posted that the most effective models are from the Gen 3, Gen 4 series. Some Gen 5 SKUs are also affected. But I think what they're going to end up doing is essentially that whole Glock switch thing. They have to kind of remodel the system in and of itself so that that Glock switch doesn't work. And that interacted with the cruciform and the sear, so, and which was part of the Striker system, anyways, internal to it.
Well, you know, bad people are still going to get hold of the old gen, and they're still going to make machine guns out of them.
So. Which is federally illegal anyways. There's a Supreme Court case that literally says if you have that part, it shows your intent to convert it to a machine gun anyways. So just mere possession of a Glock switch, you know, is bad. So
you want Matt call in now?
Hey, I'm gonna ask you something real quick. Like, how do you survive in this world? This is a confidential, classified system that we're communicating through satellite with our spy.
Matt.
And you have to give it up just like that. I don't understand.
Because we already told the breed. We already told our
what we Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Mr. Chuck.
Are you in a safe place?
That's not Matt. See, that's not Matt.
I am currently in a safe place right now.
Cindy, Matt has to use his cover voice. Will you stop it? Matt's using his cover voice because he might be compromised. We have to let him go and use that, okay? That's his cover.
Okay, I got it.
Matt, tell us how you were able to infiltrate real quick before we have to go into this break.
Sure thing, Chuck. Okay, so I have snuck into the Glock lab to get a first-hand look at what's coming up. But I used my last name, which is very German, and said I was from the Austrian headquarters and worked my way into the American plant.
Did you? Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you were like Herr Klein.
Yes, Herr Klein. That's exactly what I went with, and they bought it like a big kid buys chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
No, it's Schokolade in German, in Austria.
Chocolate.
Okay, fair enough. Whatever. Okay.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
So are you still inside the lab right now?
Yes, I'm currently hiding in their employee hangout area. It looks like a refurbished attic. Nonetheless, it is very nice.
And?
So, we've got some news. So with the shutdown of the Glock Gen 5, we were kind of curious as to what is coming up next. Now, here's the thing, Chuck. The Glock Gen V series is getting its name because they are going to be a sort of handheld railgun. They are using flechette rounds to fire at people. Now, here's the thing. The V in Glock V, it's not what people think. It's not an acronym for five. It's for voltage.
Yeah, because that's what Glock originally said, is that the V, like Glock 17V, is a Roman numeral for V. So that's not true.
No, they are liars, Chuck. They are making future weapons. Now, here's where things get really weird, and I do not like it. But each model is named after the grain of bullet it fires. Now, we've been complaining about that for years, but they're doing it now with non-cool bullets. For example, the Mortal 17 will shoot a 17-grain bullet at 4,000 feet per second, Chuck. 4,000 feet.
That's almost a mile a second.
You know what the equivalent of 4,000 feet per second is, Chuck?
Like an M1 tank Sabo round.
That's an F-22 flying over the head.
Over the head.
That thing is flying so fast, it'll reset your lifespan. Now, here's the other thing. The Model 22 will fire a 22-grain bullet at 3,800 feet per second. Same thing. Model 21 is actually the only one that's a little messed up. It's shooting a 45-grain bullet at 3,500 feet per second. This is a massive deal in the firearms industry, and no one is talking about it. I was able to get in, and we are finding it out. Now, Chuck, do I have enough time to talk about the other things I figured out of the Glock?
I think we need to hold that until after the break. As long as you can, like, don't get compromised or anything, and you can kind of hold down the fort, we do have to go into, like, unfortunately, we have to go into this last break. But when we come back, listeners, we're going to have Matt, who's currently hunkered down in an employee lounge inside the Glock headquarters in Smyrna, Georgia. And he's making this awesome discovery for us. First time ever heard here at KFAR Radio, right here in Fairbanks, 97.5, 660 AM. Stay tuned. Matt, hang on, buddy. We're going to be right back, and then we'll get a team in there to get you out, all right?
Ride into winter with a friend. Your Snowway snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Who turned out the lights? It's lighting season in Alaska, and you don't want to be left in the dark. At Auto Trim Design, we carry a wide variety of Moose lights from Vision X and Baja Designs, Tiny Monster LED headlights, and backup lighting to keep your path bright. Your safety is important to us. Drive with clarity and peace of mind with Moose lights professionally installed. Stop by Auto Trim Design today and let us design the right package that fits your needs. Auto Trim Design's philosophy hasn't changed in over 40 years. We treat every customer the Alaska way, with honesty, integrity, and respect.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 34. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for snow showers. Lows around 23. Chance of scattered snow showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 30. Cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereed in the studios here in Fairbanks. We got Boise Bell down in Texas, who gave us a rundown on the Texas Ranger thing with their horses. And then also we have Matt currently. Matt, are you still there? Are you with us, buddy?
Yes, I am, Chuck.
Okay, awesome. Like, I just wanted to make sure you weren't compromised. You didn't answer me when we left, and I didn't know if you got captured or something.
No, I got pretty spooked, to be honest with you, Chuck. I'm pretty sure the ghost of Gaston Glock is haunting this place.
Fair enough. All right, what was our newest developments on that as well? So we already got the feet per second. The Model 17 is going to shoot a 17-grain bullet. I wrote all these down real quick just for future reference. The Model 2 is going to shoot a 22-grain bullet at 3,800. And they're going to shoot a 45-grain bullet at 3,000. Are these the flesh-out rounds you refer to?
These, they are flesh-out rounds. So what that is it's a piece of magnetized tungsten steel similar to sable rounds used by a Bradley or an M1 Abrams. Now, they are firing very fast. They can penetrate almost anything. The big thing with that, Chuck, which the people may be asking themselves, how is this getting powered? We no longer have an MOS model. Previously stated, the MOS plating system has been replaced by the battery pack that these projectiles will be thrown through. Now, while that is an advancement, that raises the question, where is the sighting system going to be? And that's where things get a little bit scary, Chuck. I don't know if anyone's watched the movie Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf. when a rogue AI takes over a drone, but it's essentially the same concept with the pistol. Since we are shooting flechette rounds, we have no recoil, right? So we have gotten rid of the buffer spring and buffer spring housing. Instead, it has been replaced with a camera, and behind that camera is AI-integrated systems into it. Now, here is where it gets even worse and even more scary. The AI, when you go to pull the trigger, will determine if what you are pointing at is actually hostile. Now, people are speculating that it can be for the good, so you don't actually have a wrongfully placed shot, or you are engaging a non-hostile threat. But the other thing too, Chuck, is with that, you can't even use the pistol if it's not yours. The Glock logo that was normally at the bottom of the grip has been replaced with a pinky print scanner. So you have to use your weapon, and only you. If someone else tries to use it, it has become inop. And you can only, the downside to this is the only person that can fire it is yourself, as I previously mentioned, but you cannot add more than one fingerprint because all the processing power and memory goes to the AI. So it only has enough remaining for your pinky print.
What happens if you don't have a pinky? What happens if you don't have any fingers? Is it essentially a SIG 320 can just fire on its own then?
Yes, pretty much. It's SIG kind of went with a, how do you put it, a rudimentary version of it. They didn't go full-fledged AI. It just kind of knows. But if you don't have a pinky or maybe a thumb to hold it, we recommend you look elsewhere, maybe a Ruger or a Taurus that just won't fire at all.
I have concerns about this flechette round traveling at 4,000 feet per second. Let's say it was a shoot target. AI has validated it and said, yes, that is a valid shoot target, right? What happens if it overpenetrates? Now it's going to go through that person, through the school bus full of nuns and into a house, right?
Yeah. That is correct, Chuck. It is currently something they are working on. The last few testings they have had on the range, it's actually overpenetrated all the targets and gone into the backdrop, which is, we can't say it on air, but it's a place where cool people go to hang out. Now, the overpenetration issues are going to be dealt with. What they are thinking of doing is making the flechette rounds hollow point. The problem with that is in previous models they have tested, when the hollow points flower upon contact, they just take a football-sized hole out of you and it makes identification a little harder.
Well, yeah, then there's no repairing.
Repairing? What are you talking about, Cindy? Repairing the person?
Your body part. If it takes a football hole out of you, yeah, that's a big hole.
Yeah, you're not lying. That's why the AI has to make the correct determination on whether it's a shoot-no-shoot target based on ability, opportunity, and jeopardy, right?
Okay,
so that's exactly what it is. And now here's the cool thing, Chuck. Since the aiming system is AI integrated, Glock has actually gone forward with procuring air aiming. Air aiming, so as you know, on the Glock, where the backstrap is, there is kind of a an empty area. Now, the grips, if people were complaining about Glock before with their grip angles, they are going to be complaining even more because this thing, it looks like a Glock had a love child with a revolver hand grip, but there was no compromise. It's massive. But what they are doing is they put a CO2 canister in there, and then there are four ports around the barrel. So when you go to aim at the target and the AI says, yes, we will engage, if you are not aiming correctly, the AI will take the CO2 and pump it out at certain angles of those ports to make sure you have a perfect A-zone hit every single time.
So like a thruster?
Pretty much, yes. If you look at the space station that Stanley Kubrick made, when they go to land, they have little air thrusters that push it all around. And so that's the same concept that Glock has done with the Gen V.
Follow-up question to this. You said a camera is now being has replaced the buffer assembly, essentially, the buffer spring and everything, right? So
yeah.
What prevents that from getting, like, clouded, like fogged over in cold weather, and, you know, like, I don't know, belly button lit?
Absolutely nothing. It's essentially you're going to have to, how do I say this, groom yourself. So you cannot have any, if you are appendix carrying, you cannot have any belly hair. You need to clean out your belly button before holstering, because if that lint or if some of that hair or even skin follicles go into the holster, it'll cover that camera, and it effectively takes your weapon from a Glock to a SIG. It makes it useless.
It's pretty powerful.
A Billy Wax. I get it.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry, what was that, Boise Bell?
Of the Glock Gen V will be shipping with a bottle of Nair to keep you clean.
You think they should sell Nair with the new Glock Gen 5?
No, it's coming with it. Yeah. Since there's no lube needed, they're putting Nair instead.
For the appendix carry people.
Correct, yes.
Yep.
So, no sighting system. Buffer system has been replaced by the camera system for the AI.
Correct.
CO2 is now screwed into the backstrap so that it can have the thrusters to automatically like guide your sight into the proper location before the flush-out round fires at 4,000 feet per second. And the V, literally, the MOS has now been occupied by a battery system to basically power this entire system. Is it solar-powered, or like is this going to run on 2032s, CR-123, like or nuclear-powered, or like how are we doing this? What's going on with that?
So the front portion of the slide will have a solar panel integration system. And
how does that work, then, if I carry it concealed?
If you carry it concealed, you might want to think about open carrying because they have not thought this far in this model.
How does that work in dark locations like Alaska where the sun's hardly ever up? Let me ask you this. Can it recharge based on ambient light in my house? Like,
yes.
Even if I was to store it in a safe, could I put a light bulb in there with it?
Yes, so you have to use a UV light bulb. Currently, Glock is not selling it with the pistol. You have to go into the Glock store and purchase it. But with the solar integration, that's more as a backup, kind of like a HoloSun has. So where the sight would sit on the MOS plating, you'll have one 2032 battery on the base, and that's essentially to keep the AI going when it's stagnant or not being used. It has a shake-awake technology, so when you pick it up, the two 2032 batteries stacked next to each other over that battery are what is powering everything when the shake-awake feature is up and going. Now, what is weird to me is that they did not put rechargeable 123s in it. They are still using one-time use batteries. So you still have to purchase $30 batteries anytime your battery dies.
And we already know now, just based on the fact that it's shooting a different type of projectile, that my current magazines won't even work with this thing.
No, you will not have a single magazine that works. And the interesting thing is, Chuck, the magazine that is currently, it's affixed to it. It's almost like a reverse clip. So you pull on the base of the magazine, and then you pull a spring down, kind of like the Glock 44 with a 22-round mag. You do the same thing, but then you put the flechette rounds in there and let go of the spring. But the magazine itself doesn't fully detach from the pistol. It just drops so you can load it. So there is zero chance of you being able to do a reload if you absolutely needed to. You are kind of stuck with what you have in the weapon at the time.
How many rounds do I have?
So the flesh out rounds are pretty small. So you actually have 17 that are in pre-fire mode that are being magnetized. And then you have 47 in the rest of it that are ready to go. So as you are firing, the next round gets magnetized.
Then why would I need a reload if I already have like 17 that are ready to go and it knocks out a football size?
So the reason for that is Texas likes everything bigger, and they are the ones funding this. So they wanted as many rounds as possible, even though it does not make sense, because the AI will make an A-zone target, and it will put a football-sized hole through you. The Texans required as many rounds as possible, so they went with that.
All right, that makes sense to me. Okay.
But California and all those states will still only receive not even the 10 rounds that the state requires. They're only getting 3. I don't know why, but I think it's just a payback for the lawsuits that have incurred.
It's only 3 rounds.
Yes, only 3, but that's in New York, California, and Rhode Island.
Okay, follow up to that. Does the AI know its location in the world? So, for instance, if I was to buy a high-capacity magazine for my Glock, like a 17, with the additional 47 in Texas, can it cross state lines and go into California? Or is it going to know where it's at and be like, oh, you're already banned, you only get 3 shots?
So it's both. It knows where you're at, and it's going to know what your state restrictions are. So if you go from Arizona to California, you have all those rounds. It's not going to require you to dump the rounds, but it will have an ammo tracker that's proprietary to it that will only allow three rounds to be fired. After that, the gun is turned into a brick.
We got to close it out, guys. All right, breaking news. That's the newest updates on the whole Glock kind of fiasco thing. Thank you, Matt, for being our special reporter and spy down there at our Glock headquarters in Smyrna, Georgia. Next week, check it out. We're going to have Captain Eric Spitzer on here for the Alaska State Troopers. We're going to talk about firearms that the Alaska State Troopers use. Also, a couple other events that are going on in the community. So, thanks for joining us here today at Shooter's Corner here at KFAR, 97.5, 660 AM. Safe travels back, babe. Love you.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for news and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks.